What are we doing here?
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 What are we doing here? Can someone please tell me what's going on?
It's the big show.
Okay, I'm not really interested in that right now.
Forget it. It's too late.
Enough, people.
Let's get started.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I hate the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, you heard me. I hate it. I happen to love my liberty. I love being an American, and yet I hate the Pledge of Allegiance. And forcing kids to say the Pledge of Allegiance to me is an abomination. Yeah, I know, it's a minority opinion, but when you hear my reasoning behind it, you will, of course, agree with me. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Got a great guest for you as well. A bull rider. A bull rider. Yes, there's a big event this weekend at West Banco Arena, and it is bull riding, professional bull riding, the PBR. And let me tell you, if you have not seen bull riding, professional bull riding, you have no idea what you are missing. It is a remarkably exciting, quick, but exciting event. Each rider has to stay on a bull for a period of time, and that bull does not want the rider on him, and that bull loses his mind, and the stuff that you see is just really quite remarkable. Anyway, so big event at West Banco, and I've got a bull rider for you. His name is Connor Halverson, and he'll be joining us a little bit later on this morning to talk about the big event here in Wheeling. Donald Trump has gone after these judges who hate him. A very strong statement that he has issued, and a lot of people are saying now that we need to start taking a look at impeaching these Trump-hating judges. Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts is not one of them, but he's so useless. He was a Bush appointee, so what do you expect? Also, the JFK files have been released. Donald Trump promised he would do this, and yesterday afternoon, he did it, unredacted, and a lot of people are going over that now. The local media, you wouldn't know it by the local media. The local media here in the Upper Ohio Valley is beyond useless. No mention of that, at least nothing that I could see in the on the websites or the local news, the TV newscasts or the newspaper. One of the biggest events, and just absolutely nothing here. Absolutely nothing. It's not even news. It's just propaganda. And the reason they're not telling you this, I believe, is because it makes Donald Trump look good. Donald Trump promised that he would do this, and Donald Trump fulfilled his promise. And they can't stand that. Now, if there's any bad news about Donald Trump or anyone connected to Donald Trump, like Elon Musk, then, oh, yeah, they'll cover that, but not this. Some of the, there are lots and lots of files. Let me tell you, lots and lots of files. And I was on X Twitter this morning, and some of the revelations, Lee Harvey Oswald was not a good sharpshooter. He was a terrible shot, as a matter of fact. The idea that he was this great shot and was able to kill President JFK, John Kennedy, and because he's a great shooter. No, it was all a lie. CIA knew all about Lee Harvey Oswald for weeks before the event. There's even a letter from some European diplomat or a Russian or whatever that said 3 weeks before the assassination that President Kennedy was going to be assassinated. It was going to be Lee Harvey Oswald. And then Jack Ruby was going to take out Lee Harvey Oswald. And Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby, their paths crossed well before the assassination of John Kennedy. Amazing stuff. And it's difficult to believe that the CIA and Lyndon Johnson were not behind all of this. It is really difficult to believe. They're still going through lots and lots of the files. It's an incredible amount of material, and there are a lot of people on X Twitter who are saying the CIA has already scrubbed a lot of this, and you know who Would anybody be surprised if that were, in fact, the case? Remember, the former CIA head Mike Pompeo tried to convince Donald Trump not to release all the information. Now, of course, Donald Trump has released it, and I've got to believe, I can't prove it, but I've got to believe the CIA just scrubbed a lot of it and burned a lot of it so that we'll never know the truth, but it is my belief that this was an inside job. And the idea of Lee Harvey Oswald, who they're documenting in the JFK files, was not a good shot at all. Hardly acted alone. That really could have been the first major coup of this republic. It's really, really bad stuff. But the local media, nothing. Nothing. It's unbelievable to me. The newspapers, you know, the dying newspapers, billionaire Bob's dying news, billionaire, he inherited the money, of course. Nothing. The TV stations, nothing. It's unbelievable to me. It's absolutely unbelievable. You can go on X Twitter and you can see a lot of the JFK files. And again, it's a tremendous amount of material. Donald Trump, he made another promise and he kept it. And there it is. There it is. So, hold on 1 second here. I just got a text here. I forgot to mute my phone. Sorry about that. All right, fine. A state-of-the-art phone system that we have here with our state-of-the-art podcaster board and our state-of-the-art studio that one day might even be soundproofed. But that's what you just heard there. I just got a text. I forgot to. I have to use my iPhone for everything, for all the audio clips, and I've got some great ones for you, including Rand Paul. But it's also my phone. And so I'm trying to do 9 different things at once. I'm here by myself with the state-of-the-art broadcast facilities here. And so every once in a while, this is what you hear, and there's just, what do you want from me? All right, so we're going to get to that. Also, you can hear this great show on all these wonderful radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network, which includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Also, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, Thursdays and Fridays. You also get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network. It is the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is the force multiplier of truth. I could do that all day. I really could. All right. Now, one thing. Oh, you can also see the show on Facebook. I do a Facebook live stream. I'm warning, there's not much to see. There's damn near nothing good to see. It's just me, high school graduate, talking into a microphone, struggling to keep my broadcasting career alive. Not easy, but I'm doing what I can. But today, and today is going to be a little bit unusual for our Facebook friends, our viewers of the Facebook live stream. I have some sort of a stupid cold coming on. It's mostly sneezing and a stuffy nose. Normally, I wouldn't even bring this up. But because of the camera, which essentially is my iPad, that's what I'm using for the stream, I'm going to be blowing my nose a lot. It's what I have to deal with. And so I have a box of Kleenex that I brought from home. Unfortunately, there aren't too many of them. So what I had to do, this is so pathetic, I had to go into the men's room and get what was left of the toilet paper. I replaced it with a complete roll of toilet paper. So my backup this morning is going to be the toilet paper in the men's room at the world headquarters here of the Ohio Midland News Group. Now, I know Mr. Deep Pockets will be concerned about this, but whatever I do not use regarding the toilet paper, I will put back in the restroom so that he does not go broke. So, but long story short, the reason I'm telling you all of this is that every once in a while, for our Facebook friends, I'm going to go off camera, which means I'm going to do this, stay right there, blow my nose, wipe it, and then come back. So if you see me like disappear, that's the reason why, because I'm grabbing a Kleenex or grabbing the toilet paper, which is going to be like a Kleenex backup sort of a thing. All right, so there's that. Oh, also, by the way, there was a massive rescue in outer space. You wouldn't know it by the media. You wouldn't know who the hero was because the media hates him so much. But it was amazing. Elon Musk and his private rocket company went up there and saved the stranded astronauts and brought them back safely to Earth. And the visuals, oh my God. They were breathtaking. Looking at the visuals of this thing as it came back to Earth, the capsule with the parachutes and then landing in the water. They had a drone with a camera that was circling the capsule as it was in the water. And guess what? This was so neat. A school or a pack or whatever, a pod of dolphins came by. So you have this capsule in the water and you got these dolphins all around going, or however dolphins go. It was just amazing. And then the ship came and got him and everything else. It was just absolutely amazing. But the hero behind all of this is, of course, Elon Musk. And yet the media will not even say his name. And I mean that literally. This morning is a great example of this. So I have to watch the, well, I don't have to, but one of the things that I do to prep for the show, yes, I actually prep for the show. I know it's hard to believe, but that's what I do. I watch the overnight network newscasts, and they're about as bad and as biased as you could probably imagine. So I decided to watch the ABC one this morning, and they had the story of the astronauts coming back. They didn't mention anything about Joe Biden stranding them there and not allowing Elon Musk to save them many, many months ago, because it would have made Elon Musk and Donald Trump look like heroes. So Joe Biden, these are the most god-awful people in today's Democratic Party. They're just the most god-awful, wretched human beings you could ever imagine. They just left him up there. They said, let him stay up there a few months and until after the election. All right, fine. So Elon Musk sends the rocket ship up now with Trump as president and gets the astronaut. There are actually four of them. The two that were rescued should have been there up only 8 days, and they're up there like, I don't know, 9 or 10 months. And there was another American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut, and they brought him back to Earth. So ABC did cover the story. The visuals were great. I mean, you cannot ignore the visuals. I mean, it's breathtaking to watch. It really is. The cameras that they have now, it's just amazing. But those dolphins, it was just great. Anyway, the ABC story, literally not one mention of Elon Musk. Literally not one mention. And remember, ABC is Disney. Disney, this pathetic woke company that is destroying its own brand, that has destroyed its own brand for the past few years now, would not mention Elon Musk or anything connected with this, with Elon Musk. No mention of the name Elon Musk. The next story on ABC was how a judge ruled against Elon Musk and Doge regarding all of the fraud and waste and the misspent monies and how this judge was standing up to Elon Musk and all that. Nothing about Elon Musk saving the astronauts. Nothing. But literally the next story that was damaging to Elon Musk, oh yeah, that's the one we're going to mention Elon Musk's name. No matter how much you hate the media, no matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. You really don't. This morning was yet another example of that. And oh, by the way, the network newscasts, the overnight network newscast, no mention of the JFK files. I was going from ABC to CBS to NBC, and they were doing all sorts of weird fluff stories about this, that, and the other, and typical liberal leftist, you know, crap that nobody cares about. I mean, absolutely nobody cares about. No mention of the JFK files being released, because again, that would have been some good news about Donald Trump. Promises made, promises kept. It's unbelievable.